Welcome to week three of our Homestead Education Sustainably Schooled podcast. I am your host, Chris Mazey from chrisandlarry.com. And today we're diving into the world of homeschooling options and parent choices. With so many resources and curricula available, it can be overwhelming to decide what's best for your family. In this episode, we'll explore the different types of homeschooling approaches and resources that are out there that can make so that help you make an informed decision. So let's get started. Any items we do mention on our podcast will be listed on our website at www.sustainablyschooled.com under the specific podcast listing. We want to make sure that you have all these resources right at your fingertips. And we're only touching the iceberg, the tip of the iceberg on these. So let's get started. Okay. Understanding homeschooling approaches. So homeschooling isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Different families choose different approaches based on their values, their goals, their children's learning styles. And here are some of the most common homeschool approaches. Now, first, we've got traditional homeschooling. This approach mirrors a public school system with structured lessons, textbooks, assessments. Mom will stand up in front of a whiteboard or a chalkboard and do her lessons. The next approach is called classical education. This focuses on the trivium of grammar, logic, and rhetoric, emphasizing on critical thinking and great works of Western literature. So it's a classical focus. The next is Montessori, and this is a child-led learning with focus of hands-on experimental education and mixed-age classrooms. Now, a lot of families do use Montessori style, not necessarily the Montessori curriculum. Now, the next is unschooling, and this is a more relaxed approach. It lets children's interests guide their learning with minimal structure in curriculum. Sometimes they refer to unschoolers as wild children or children that are not schooled. And I disagree with that altogether, but it is referred to. Another approach is the Charlotte Mason. It emphasizes on literature and nature studies and developments of good habits. Another one is the eclectic or relaxed homeschooling. It's a mix and match approach where parents use different resources and methods to suit their child's needs. Now, one that I didn't put on my original list is actually a lapbooking or a unit study homeschooling approach. And that's a lot of fun. That actually bases where it combines different types of subject matter all into one unit. So you could be doing your science, but you're doing art with it. We talked about that a little on week two's podcast, where we combined up our different categories. So if I were to categorize my own homeschooling method, it would definitely be a number six, the eclectic or relaxed homeschooling. We do have the kids structured in their English or Bible, depending on what day of the week it is, math, science, and history. However, we let our children drive their electives and find what they thrive in. We use resources from all over, many different companies and types, including hands-on, online, and book format. All right, so let's explore curriculum options. Now, once you've decided a specific approach for your family, it's time to choose that curriculum. Here are some popular options. And again, all the links will be on our website of anything that we mentioned. Some we are affiliates with and some we are not. And I will let you know there are a handful on there that we are affiliate members of. So as for traditional homeschooling, ABECA is a Christian-based comprehensive curriculum. We have used that. I used that when my kids were very little, when they were like first, second grade. It really fit into our family at the time. Another one is Calvert Education. It offers a very rigorous classical curriculum with online and print options. Knotgrass History is under that traditional homeschooling where they have a lot of, well, they're a history-based program, history and literature, and they have a set curriculum, which I absolutely love. We actually use their history program and have throughout our entire homeschool process. And they have everything from elementary to high school level where they've got, a constitution class, a government class for high schoolers, and they've got world history and as well as U.S. history and U.S. states class for elementary. So they're a good one to look at if you're looking at a specific, and they're Christian-based, if you're looking at a specific Christian base. So the next category is classical education. A well-trained mind is a guide to classical education at home. And Classical Conversations is a community-based program that supports classical homeschooling. I do know that there are groups all over for the classical conversations. There's one within a 20-minute drive of our homestead. Now, as for Montessori approach, there Montessori for Everyone provides materials and guidance for implementing Montessori at home. And NAMC offers a comprehensive training and curriculum for homeschooling parents. Now, none of these curriculums that I'm mentioning right now are free, but do your own research if it's something you want to invest in. Now, as for unschooling, John Holt's Teach Your Own is a foundation book for unschooling philosophy. And there's a self-directed learning resource for websites like Khan Academy and Coursera. They offer free courses on a wide range of subjects, so you can check them out. And that's more of that unschooling approach where it's child-driven. Charlotte Mason, Ambleside Online is a free online curriculum based on Charlotte Mason principles, and their Simple Charlotte Mason offers resources and curriculum guides. Then lastly, we'll talk about here the unit study or lap book study approach. Gather Round Homeschool, that is actually what my high schoolers are using right now. It's a book curriculum, includes all the different subjects within a core unit. So you can get a cooking class or a European class, and they'll have cooking lessons and history lessons and geography and even mathematics doing distances on maps and that. And then you can look at the concept of lap book studies. Now, lap book studies, we did an entire year in our household of lap book and poster board studies. The DIYhomeschooler.com has 100 editable lap book templates for free. So that, like I said, that link will be in our on our website and in the description on YouTube for this podcast. Teachers Pay Teachers is another great resource if you want to be able to download some different unit studies or other items. And literally, it's teachers creating this that they use in their classroom setting, but you can use it at home as well. And there's homeschool teachers on there. Now, lastly in this is that eclectic and relaxed homeschooling. Like I said, this is more what my family does for our own. Time for Learning is an online curriculum that can be customized. Khan Academy, of course, is free, and that's a high-quality educational resource of all different subjects. All right. Resources for supplementing your curriculum. Beyond the core curriculum, there are many, many resources to enrich your homeschooling experience. Here are some you might find helpful. Again, Khan Academy has a ton of free lessons in math, science, and more. Duolingo is a fun, interactive language learning. I know one of my children took Italian, and then another one took Portuguese just to have some fun and learn some different language skills. Prodigy is a game-based math platform. Now, as for books and literature, use your local library or online services like Libby to access a wide range of books. There are a lot of free classical books online. You could also do an Amazon, the Amazon Book Read, where they can read on their tablets. Project Gutenberg offers free classical literature. We, as a family, read A Christmas Carol, the original reading of that. And we downloaded it from the Project Gutenberg. It was right there on for us to use. Now, if you're looking at more for hands-on learning kits, Kiwi Company has a monthly subscription box with STEM and art projects. Little Passports is another, a geography and cultural themed kit. In past pods, podcasts, I have mentioned Universal Yums snack boxes. They are awesome. Mel Science is another one for all different ages. Now, field trips and that type of learning. Visit museums, history sites, nature centers. Participate in community programs or workshops. Those are two big things that we do regularly with our kids. Now, a lot of places like different zoos and that, if you call ahead, you can arrange for a group. A lot of times they'll say it has to be 10 students or 20 students and they get two parents in for free or whatnot. Give them a call because they'll give a discount to group rates, especially for education purposes for homeschoolers. So just know that you can get together with some of your friends. Our friends always really loved when we, when our family participated in that, because a lot of times it would be 8 students or 10 students and we had 8 of them in our household. So we always got the group discounts when we went places. But there will be other families that are wanting to do this with you and be able to get a discount as well. Now, homeschooling communities and co-ops, we've touched base a little bit on this before, but you can join local or online groups for support and resources and social activities. Participate in group classes or field trips organized by those co-ops as well. Okay. So making an informed decision. Choosing the right homeschooling path for your family involves a lot of research and consideration. I will emphasize to you over and over again, you do not have to follow the same curriculum every semester. You do not have to follow it every year. You can change up. I think over the last 22 years, we've gone through 8 or 10 different curriculums. We always want it to match the child. So we make sure that we are doing something that allows for them to do better learning. So we will move things around. I will try out something new. I will see what works for specifics. Remember, I do have some special needs. I have Berlin who has autism. I've got Tristan with his behavior and emotional issues. And then I've got my some of my daughters, one of my daughter has dyslexia. So we work around these issues by finding the correct curriculum that works for them. So assess your child's learning style. Observe how your child learns best and choose a curriculum that supports their strength. If they love to read, then reading books and textbooks are going to be much better than something that's hands-on for those that don't work that way. So you definitely check out what your child's learning style is and observe that. Define your educational goals. Consider what you want your child to achieve through homeschooling. Do you want them to be in a classroom setting? Do you want to make your own classroom and have it that way? Or do you want to be a non-traditional style learning setup where they can do things at the kitchen table or on a beanbag chair? Figure out what your goals are so that you can achieve them. Research and review. Look at different curricula. Read reviews. Ask other homeschooling parents for recommendations. Start small. You do not have to buy everything on the catalog for a specific company the first time you shop. Buy one set. That's what we did when we did the gather round to the unit studies for my high schoolers. I bought one for each of the kids. I bought a teacher's book and the workbook. And I bought different topics. So if my kids did enjoy it, I had the teacher's book already. And then I can move that teacher's book to another child if I needed to. And it's okay to adjust as you go. Abeka did not work for us for all of our years of school, even though they offer all different. Same with the Alpha Omega Life Packs. I have one child that works really well with Alpha Omega and others that do not. So you find what works for them. Homeschooling is a flexible journey. Remember, there's no right or wrong when it comes to homeschooling. The best choice is that the one that works for your family. So you figure out what is best for you. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Homestead Education Sustainably Schooled podcast. I hope that you, this overview of homeschooling approaches and resources will help you. Remember to check out our website, because I will have the links of all of those websites that I mentioned throughout this podcast. If you have any questions or want to share your experiences, be sure to reach out to us on social media or through our website at chrisandlarry.com. Tune in next week as we explore creating a homeschool schedule that works. Until then, happy homeschooling.